a look at the 2A girls. Valley Heights is headed back to state. They defeat Wabunsee in the Wabunsee sub-state tournament, 51-55. They just got this one. Riverside is going back to state. They performed very well today, 56-24. Riverside defeats Morehill Mad Academy to get to the state in the Jefferson County North sub-state championship. See if I can find a couple of final scores here before relaying some of the ones that I have to you so far. There might be a few that I'm missing that we'll have to deal with for just a little bit here. All right, let's get some of the boys' scores now. 182, Blue Valley Randolph Sub-State Championship. Axel defeats Hanover 61-55, and the Eagles are going back to state after getting fourth at state a year ago. They'll be going back to Great Bend. Clifton Clyde is on to Colby, 181, Rock Hills Sub-State Championship. Final score 61-43. And as for Class 2A, the boys will be coming up here in just a little bit. 3A, Sabetha and Topeka Hayden are going to double overtime. That game can be heard on 103.9 FM KNZA. And they're actually going to be coming over here for our broadcast here. They'll be simulcasting. But also in 3A, in the Riley County Sub-State, Nemaha Central, for the second consecutive year, loses in the Sub-State Championship. They fall to Beloit, 47-40. And in Class 4A, Atchison is on to state after a bit of a slow start. The Phoenix, they come back, and they defeat Parsons 64-37. So they are on to state. So again, Axel is on to state, but the Clyde on to state on the boys' side. And so is Atchison, along with the Valley Heights and Riverside girls. And that is what we have for you so far. As for games coming up here, in the 6:30 slate of games, 2A boys, Jefferson County North is taking on Horton. That's the Jefferson County North Sub-State Championship. That's on CARE 93.7 FM. And you can check that out also. Well, they're live streaming that game on our website, mncsports.net. Just click Listen Live, click CARE if you want to listen to that one. And the 182 girls, Blue Valley Randolph Sub-State, will have the same two teams. Hanover and Axel squaring off. And same matchup, 181 Rock Hills Sub-State Championship for the girls' side. Another Frankfort versus Clifton Clyde game coming up in that one. The game going on right in front of us will be Centralia versus Berlin game. As the Centralia girls trying to save Centralia's night after a heartbreaking loss. Class 3A Royal Valley Sub-State, Topeka Hayden is taking on Jefferson West. A tough matchup for the Tigers, as Topeka Hayden came in the tournament would be the only team as above 500. And Class 2A boys, in the Jefferson County North tournament, the Chargers are taking on the Chargers. Horton versus Jefferson County North. And then for the Wabunsee tournament, we didn't have any area teams make it. Jackson Heights, Valley Heights, both falling yesterday. So that's the only matchup for the boys that we'll be looking at for the final slate of games. So a fun Saturday so far, filled with great high school basketball. We just had a heartbreak for Centralia. They were up by 11, but they gave up 25 points in the fourth quarter. And that's going to lose you a lot of ball games if you do that on a consistent basis. That was the case indeed here tonight. Let's step aside for a couple minutes. We'll come back here with our championship on the girls game here on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SVS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SVS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SVS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you. Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Did you know that martial arts are great for the body, mind, and soul? Come find out during free trial week at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City. Monday, March 18th, Thursday, 21st, and Saturday, the 23rd, all classes are free to try. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga self-defense classes for adults. We have something for everyone. Find out more at facebook.com/HellerMartialArts or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back here in Highland, about to get the sub-state championship on the girls' side underway. Trillia taking on Burlingame. Let's now take a look at the starters. First for the Burlingame Bearcats. Starting off, number one, a 5'8 senior, Madison Hovastack. Number five, a 5'9 senior, Kaylin Newton. Number 12, a 5'8 freshman, Harper Steele. Number 23, a 5'3 junior, Jocelyn Simmons. And number 30, a 5'9 sophomore, McKenna McFarland. And now for the Panthers. Number 0, a 5'7 freshman, Hayden Kramer. Number 11, a 5'7 junior, Tatum Kramer. Number 15, a 5'6 junior, Owen Dieters. Number 20, a 5'7 sophomore, Corey Thompson. And number 41, a 5'10 freshman, David Gibbs. Once again, for Burlingame, it's Hovastat, Noonan, Steele, Simmons, McFarland. And for Centralia, it's Hayden Kramer, Tatum Kramer, Dieters, Thompson, Gibbs. Centralia is head coached by Jeff Slater. And Centralia is coached by Dusty Thompson. Centralia going with their black-on-black uniforms after they wore their whites yesterday. Centralia is in their whites, and we are underway. Tip is won by the Bearcats. Kaylin Newton, what an incredible career she's had. She has it here, driving baseline. Shot is up and good, right out of the gate. And with that basket, she is now in the top 100 all-time in Kansas history. With that basket right there, she now has 1,636 career points. As Owen Dieters gets fouled on the other end. So a historic career needs to blossom. As for Owen Dieters, she is inside the top 400 all time in scoring. She was able to accomplish that by just getting 3 points yesterday. First free throw is good from Dieters. The Panthers coming off that win over Troy. Second free throw is good. Dieters goes 2 for 2. That was a 42-36 victory. Beating Centralia's press by herself is Noonan. Left side corner, wraparound pass, Hovastack gets it inside, back to Noonan. Shot no good from the left side. Gets into the hands of Steele. Steele's right along too. That's off the right side, no good. And rebound by Hovastack again. Hovastack's gonna drive past Court Thompson. Peter strips it. It's loose, picked up by Gibbs. Outlet goes out to Peters. Peters pushing. Left side, wing, all alone. Hayden Kramer fires a three. That's too strong. Tips in the air, and out of bounds to Centralia. The official pointed the wrong direction, pointed Burlingame's way. He says white, so it's Centralia basketball. Here's the inbounder. Lobs it into nobody. Thrown away by Noonan. Averages almost 6 steals a game. From the other way. Shot falling away is good and one. What a start for Kaylin Noonan. After she got off to such a rough start yesterday, she went scoreless in the first quarter and then went over Donovan West. That was a 55-32 Burlingame win. Free throws up and good. So quick start for Kaylin Noonan. 5-2 Burlingame lead. Peters drives to the corner. Underneath the basket, wraparound pass, Tatum Kramer. Three on the way, right side of Wang. That's too strong. Rebound, Dieters. Pass fake, nice move. Dieters lays it up and in. So the two stars, the two leading scorers, off to a good start so far. Newton again breaks the press herself. Goes right side. Dieters swipes her. But it goes out of bounds. Gets last touch by Dieters. Inbound it on the right side corner. Seeley, the freshman, will inbound it. Defended by Gibbs, the freshman forward. A pass is deflected, but Hank Kramer reaches in to pick up the personal. First foul of the ball game for Centralia. It was on the floor, so inbound will be on the far side. Inbound, three on the way for Jocelyn Simmons. That one too strong. Rebound, Seeley. Seeley lay a good left side. Harper Seeley was magnificent in their win over Donovan West. She gets up to a nice start here. It's 7-4. Peters fires a three off the dribble. That's no good. Long rebound for Noonan. Pushing it herself. Bounce pass to Seeley right at her feet, so it's loose. And it'll be a jump ball, and it'll go to Centralia. So one to go, first quarter. Panthers a chance to tie it if they can get a basket here. Bearcats enter this game with a 7-game win streak. As for Centralia, they had a 17-game winning streak midway through the season. Here's the pass as too tall from Hayden Kramer, trying to get to Ateva Gibbs, and Noonan brings it up the right side. All the way to the block, and a whistle. Offensive foul, as she pushes off of Cora Thompson. And head coach Jeff Slater in the Burlingame faithful, not happy about that. Josie Abraham on the floor for the first time tonight, and for Cora Thompson. The two freshmen forward are in the game for the Panthers. It gives them some extra length here. Peters, the two-time All-State guard, to the score left. Spins to the left. To the right, excuse me. Shot floater, good. Again, Owen Peters. She has all 6 of the team's points. It's now 7-6. Tune in, crossover dribble goes to the right, back towards the middle, back to her left. Spinned by Tatum Kramer, nice crossover dribble. Spins back to the left, pull-up jumper, and footer off the left side, no good. Missing everything, goes out of bounds to Centralia. Noonan trying to do too much that time. Noonan accounting for 40.6% of all the team's points this season. Burlingame is 0-3 against Centralia in the past 4 years. And their win versus Donovan West was their first win over a current CDL member since 2014. Top going catch, Josie Haberkamp, three on the way, is good. How about the freshman stepping up off the bench, knocking down the triple. And Australia with their first lead of the ball game. Middle of the floor catch, Seeley to Simmons. She'll bring it across that floor to the right side. To Noonan. Hands it off to Simmons. Dribbles to her left. To McFarland, and no hope with that. Back to Seeley, top of the key, Noonan, right side wing, defended by Tatum Kramer. Drives right. Oh, he's not a whole lot of contact, but a foul called on Tatum Kramer. That'll be her first, team's third. Cora Thompson back in the game in for Tatum Kramer. Noonan, the inbounder, gives it in to McFarland. To Seeley, ball over her head. To Noonan from 15 feet away at the free throw line. Pulls up. Shot good. Tough shot for Noonan. She didn't bring it down. She kept it at eye height. She now has 7 points. Peters is out on the floor. Trying to go coast to coast with it. Trying to match Kayla Noonan. And she has 6. And the foul comes right at the 4-minute mark. Committed by Madison Obstack. Team's third. Both teams with 3 fouls. Peters the inbounder, right side of the paint, lob it into Haberkamp, shot up good for the right side block over McFarland. 5 points off the bench for Josie Haberkamp. Centralia back in front by two. And now a foul's going to be called, I believe, on Ava Gibbs. Defending on the ball, about 40 feet away from the basket. Trying to figure out who that foul was on. The official said it was on number one, but Centralia doesn't have a number one. Now they give it to Tava Gibbs. That was what was kind of leaving me in silence there. Is the official flashed one to the scorer's table. There's a one for Burlingame, not for Centralia. But they do give it to Gibbs. So her first, he's fourth. So already Burlingame will be in the bonus the rest of the way. Pass inside to Noonan, tipped, but into the hands of Hovestat to Simmons. Now to Noonan, top of the key. Back to Simmons, right side. As Garland squares up, the lefty shoots a long two. That's no good. Rebound, Haberkamp. How about the freshman four coming off the bench? Phenomenal start to her night. Dieters looking to push. The junior guard, drive right. Nice move. Lay it up and in. Dieters has seven. Excuse me, she has eight. And 13-9. 3:13 to go in a high-scoring first quarter. Noonan gives it to Hovestat, left side wing. So drive baseline, stopped by Dieters, strips it, and out of bounds, last touch by Dieters. A couple substitutions for the Panthers. It'll be Keelan Rempe making her debut for this evening, and Hayden Kramer checking back in. Coming in for David Gibbs, and I believe Tatum Kramer as well, that is the case. And a 30-second timeout is called by Burlingame, so we'll take it as well. 13-9, Centralia with a lead early here on Sunny 101.3.
Frontier Bank is proud to continue the tradition of the Centennial Scholarship Program that was established by the former Richardson County Bank and Trust Company in 1980 when the bank observed its 100th anniversary. Two $1,750 scholarships, one in business and one in agricultural, are awarded annually to outstanding students who have graduated from the Richardson County High School and are furthering their education at a four-year college. 2024 senior students, see your school counselor for application. You are the leaders of tomorrow. Frontier Bank, member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, we're back here on Sunny 101.3, also 92.1 FM KMZA as well. Simulcasting is 3 minutes to go, first quarter, 13-9. Our score, pass deflected through the hands of Noonan and stolen away by Keelan Rempe of Centralia. Panthers are leading 13-9. Dieters looking to drive middle, but brings it back. Kramer. This is Hayden Kramer, left side wing. Cross-court pass. Bunch of Panthers jumbled up on the right side. Here's the three by Rempe. That's no good. It's short. Loose picked up by Steely. A Burlingame. Noonan pushing right side. Strip behind by Rempe, but they're going to get her with a push in the back. Now we'll send Noonan to the free throw line to shoot two. Noonan was able to make her first free throw attempt. That was off of an and one. Threw up for Noonan is short, no good. And Burlingame is a team that doesn't like to go to the bench if they don't have to. They had to use McKenna Lang out of necessity yesterday. He used Jenna Moon a little bit as well. They only went 7 deep. The second free throw is good for Noonan. So she has 8 of the team's 10 points. 13-10. Middle of the paint catch. Josie Haberkamp shot high off the glass. No good. And a foul on the rebound against Centralia. And back to the free throw line go the Bearcats. That foul goes to Josie Haberkamp. No, they're going to give it to Tava Gibbs. So that's her second. I guess they did give it to Haberkamp. Not sure if they changed it or Gibbs already has two. Bad that Gibbs only has one. So I think they just changed it. But we'll find out. Steely goes 2 for 2 from the free throw line. He's got the other 4 points for Berlin game. 2:10 left to go. Dribble, shot, no good. Rempe on a mid-range two, loose on the floor. Rebound Berlin game, Madison Hovestad. Noonan runs into pressure in the backcourt. Gives up to Seeley from one knee. Simmons from the right side wing. Lob pass into the hands of Kaylin Noonan. Right back to Simmons. Closed out by Dieters. Drive. Oh, there's a push-off offensive foul. They were pretty isolated, so an easy call to make as nobody was really around. And the push-off by Simmons gives her first foul. Team foul number four. With 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Peters brings it up with 1:45 to go. High scoring first quarter. Rempe, right side wing. Lob it to Dieters. And now another foul against Simmons as she ran through Tori Kuckelman trying to get around the screen. So two quick fouls picked up by Simmons. And that will send Kuckelman to the free throw line. Now Centralia from the free throw line has not had a great season by any means. First free throw on its way is no good. Ava Gibbs will check back in. Simmons for Berlin Games still in with her two fouls. That second free throw is no good. In the hands of Josie Aberkamp on the rebound. Rempe pass back to Dieters. She'll try three off the dribble. That's no good. Rebound by Gibbs. She falls to the ground, though. Loses it. Picked up by Simmons. Hovestad. Her pass batted right back to her. Now another pass to Simmons. In the backcourt still. Noonan. Pass up ahead to Seeley. And they wanted to travel. Not going to get it. Three by Simmons is no good. Rebound to Owen Dieters. Dieters will keep it. Crossover dribble now gives up late to Gibbs, who lays it up and in. Beautiful five for Kata Gibbs. Her first basket of the game. 1:01 to go. First quarter, 15-12, Centralia. And timeout called by Coach Slater. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Partisan Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farman City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farman City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
1 minute, 1 second left in quarter number one. It's Centralia 15, Berlin game 12. Class 181, Donovan West Girls Sub-State Championship. Tickets to state on the line. McFarland finds Seeley, right side wing for the Bearcats. Her pass deflected by Rempe, right back into Seeley's hand. And Noonan had it swiped by Rempe as she was looking at Coach Slater, but she gets it back. Right side corner catch Simmons. Lob back to Noonan on the give and go. Shot is no good. Rebound for Tori Kuckelman. Peters on the run. Looking to push. Up the right side. Keeps it. Layup. Short. Rebound. Haberkamp falling away. He's good on the putback. She has 7 first quarter points. It's 17-12. What a first quarter offensively for the Panthers. 20 seconds to go. Noonan pass left side. Into the hands of host. Stack to Simmons for 3 with 15 seconds left. Air ball. Peters. Pushing, full second, down to 10. Crossover dribble with 8. Now with 5, holds onto it from the block. Shot getting over. Defender is good with 4 seconds left. 10 points for Owen Dieters in the first quarter. It's 19-12, Centralia at the end of the first quarter. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Going into the second quarter, Centralia leads Gerland game 19-12. A nice little run towards the end of the quarter for the Panthers. 10 points for Owen Dieters, 7 for Josie Haverkamp off the bench. And for Berlin game, 8 points for Kaylin Newton and 4 for Harper Steele. We're back underway. Bearcats with the first possession of the quarter. Pass to Newton from the high post. Left elbow falling away. No good from her right. Gets her on this. That one is good on the putback. And now Newton with 10 points of her own. Peters from the top of the key, a lob pass right side corner. Rempe lobs it into Gibbs. Goes to work on McFarland. The freshman shot no good. Rebound Newton. She pushes herself up the middle. Right side wing catch Simmons. Top of the key. Steele left alone for 3 straight away. Got it. Harper Steele answers. She has 7. One of just 2 scorers for Berlin games so far here tonight. Peters tries the 3 off the dribble straight away. That's no good. And Isabel Haverkamp had it for a second, but lost it. Picked up by Steele, a Berlin game. So a chance to tie it as Bearcats can make another triple. Noonan and Steele, the only 2 that have been able to score so far for Berlin game. Hovstadt, Simmons, far corner for Noonan. Metro pass, Steele goes to work right side block. Shot is up, no good, too strong. Good defense by Kava Gibbs. Here comes Tori Kuckelman, brings up the left side, defended by Hovstadt. The Dieters calls the play. Right side wing catch, Rempe, thought about the 3, gives it up to Dieters. Gets bumped, drives, puts a double team layup, no good, rebound Gibbs. Putback is no good, but a foul called against Steele. It's by Berlin game students. Please for a different call. That was a good call. Got hit in the arm. Crypto's coming up here for Gibbs. First sub-state tournament for Tava Gibbs, and she has risen to the occasion. First free throw, however, is no good. Josie Haverkamp doing the same thing as well. He had 7 first quarter points off the bench for Josie Haverkamp. Second one is good. She has 3. She will come to the bench. And Josie Haverkamp will check into the game for the Panthers and be the 5. Isabel Haverkamp in the game as well for Centralia. 20-16. 6.5 to go, second quarter. Kaylin Newton in the top 100 all-time in Kansas State history in career scoring. She drives a 3, left side, no good. Rebound Owen Dieters. Drives middle, floater. Good from 11 feet. It hung on the rim for a split second there, but she gets her first field goal for Centralia in the second quarter. She has 12. Now a turnover. Down low for Berlin game coming the other way. Here's Rempe. Peters now with it. Right side corner 3 for Rempe. That's too strong. Rebound Newton. Drive by Newton. She lays it up and in right side. So it's calculating where I was missing a point, or actually it was 1 point too much. I think Steele actually, on her made jumper, she only made it 2. So Newton now has 12. Steele has 6. She gets 18. The side wing catch for Buckleman. Lob to Rempe, right side corner. Gets into Dieters from the wing. Going to try a contested 3 off the dribble. That's too strong. And a long rebound. Loose and out of bounds. Left touch by Australia. Isabel Haverkamp could get to it. Substitutions, 3 from 4 Centralia. Hayden Kramer, Cora Thompson, Hayden Kramer coming in for Owen Dieters, Keelan Rempe, and in Kramer. Oh, correction. Sorry, Kuckelman. Ian Kramer still in the game for Centralia. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Centralia 22, Burlingame 18. Hovestad gives it to Simmons, right side corner. Lob inside Seeley, right side block. Shot, no good. Rebound, Hayden Kramer. Outlet pass up ahead to Hayden Kramer. Pressure brings up, looking to drive. Has that look in her eyes. Nice wraparound pass. Visible hammer camp. Shot, no good, though. Rebound for McFarland. A good look there for the 5'8 junior, Isabel Haberkamp, but she did get the go. Simmons, high post catch, Noonan, fires, 12-footer is good. Kaylin Noonan now with 14 points, 6 here in the second quarter, 8 in the first, back to a 2-point deficit for the Bearcats. Right side wing catch, Kramer, Hayden Kramer to set the 5, bounce pass to Hayden. Top the key, looking to drive right, stops. Pops, jumper, no good, too strong. Rebound, Harper Seeley. Halfway through this second quarter. Simmons with a catch, right side wing. Lob it inside, give and go to Noonan. Short corner, and she traveled. She tried to dribble, but she couldn't. The defense there by the Panthers. And it will be Panther basketball. .351 to go, and now Isabel Haberkamp comes to the bench. Owen Dieter's right back in there. Dieter's dribbles to the wing on the right side, getting the play call from head coach Dusty Thompson. Right side wing catch, Hayden Kramer to Tatum, right side corner. Andrew pass to Haberkamp, shot good for the right side block. That play executed to perfection. She's got 9. It's 24-20. Fantastic play call by head coach Dusty Thompson. Hovestad, left side wing, pass the top of the key and reach in call against Hayden Kramer. Trying to get it away from Noonan. Now be her third personal foul. And she will come to the bench. David Gibbs will check in. Seeley inbounds it to Hovestad, commands it off to Noonan. 3:10 to go, second quarter. Noonan puts it on the floor, gives up to Hovestad. Right side wing catch. 3 on the way for Simmons straight away. No good off the right side, long rebound. Hauled in by Noonan before it goes out of bounds. Her shot's blocked, though, by David Gibbs. Rebound for Josie Haberkamp. Peters to push. Early middle, dribbles to the right. All the way to the corner. One-handed pass, left side wing, with Tatum Kramer. A pass to David Gibbs, goes to work, right side short corner, sends the inside, shut up, no good. Rebound, Haberkamp, falling away, shot, that is good! She's got 11! How good has she been off the bench for Australia? It's 26-20 Panthers, 2.5 to go, second quarter. 7 first quarter points for the 5'11 freshman, 4 more here in the second quarter. Right side corner, catch Simmons, lob inside, Seeley shot rejected out of there by Owen Dieter. Brings it up the right side. Full court pass up ahead. That is caught by Tatum Kramer. She lost it, though, but into the hands of Cora Thompson, and she's fouled going up. Chance for the Panthers to get their largest lead of the day. Going to get to a 3-possession lead. 2:09 to go. That foul picked up by Hovestad. That is her second. First free throw attempts of the game for the sophomore. That one's way off the mark. Off the right side of the rim, no good. 5'7 sophomore, Cora Thompson. What a freshman year she had a year ago. Second one's up. That one is no good as well. Rebound, Tava Gibbs. The freshman goes up strong. She lays it in. So they get the 2 points regardless. And it's 28-20. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. Largest lead of the ball game. Top of the key catch, McFarland, left side. Hovestad drives baseline, lost it, out of bounds to Australia. McKenna Lang will check in for the Bearcats. First substitution of the ball game for Burlingame head coach Jeff Slater. Pretty similar to what we saw yesterday, though. Peters bring it up, dribbles to her left, or her right, my left. Pass deflected by Hovis. That goes out of bounds. They'll stay with the Panthers. 1:31 to go, second quarter. Coach Thompson calls out the play call from the sideline. Gets it to Peters. Pass to Kramer, left side wing. Wing to wing pass, right side, Thompson, gives it to Dieters. Going to drive, right side, pass fake, shut up, is off the left side of the rim, no good, put back for Abraham, still good, rebound by Dieters, her put back is good. Dieters with 14 points here in the first half, it's 30-20. 1:07 to go, second quarter. Top of the key catch for Hovestat, right side wing for Lang. Long two for Steely. No good. Rebound Tatum Kramer. 50 seconds left. Signals for Abraham to clear through. Peters on the near side corner gives over dribble. Cross-court pass. Tatum Kramer from the right side. Dribbles it back. And Coach Thompson wants final shot here. Six seconds left, and Dusty calls out the play here. Tatum Kramer with 20 seconds left. Not defending her, leaving her all alone. Near side corner catch. Left side, excuse me. Kramer to the Dieters on the right side. 12 seconds. Crossover dribble, 10. Pull jumper with 8. No good by Dieters. Long rebound with 5 seconds left. Still loose to the floor. And a jump ball with 3.4 seconds left. Keeps it with Australia. Jocelyn Simmons checking back in with her two fouls. But Lang staying in. Newton's getting a break. 3 seconds inbound goes to Dieters. She lays it up and in on the inbound at the break. Noah Dieters with 16 first half points. Solid first half effort by Centralia. They lead 32-20. One thing we've learned today is that double digit leads are not safe. Let's go to the halftime break coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This February, F&M Bank is looking to share the love by bringing you exceptional service and financial opportunities. Need a loan? We've got you covered. Looking for smart saving options? F&M Bank has tailored solutions just for you. Plus, our friendly, locally known team is always ready to assist you with a smile. Whether it's personal banking, loans, or financial advice, F&M Bank is here to make your financial journey a breeze. Visit us today and experience a bank with a heart. Because at F&M Bank, it's not just about money. It's about you. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jim has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jim's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jim's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Live on Sunny 101.3 and on 92.1 of MKMCA. Jared Fluffy with you. Repenting back in the booth. Halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Centralia leads Berlin game 32-20. Our score, a high-scoring first half, to be sure. And Berlin game is led by Kaylin Noonan, who has 14 points. Harper Steely has 6. As for Centralia, 16 points already for Owen Dieters. Had 4 field goal makes in the first quarter and 3 more in the second. And as for Josie Haberkamp, she has 11 off the bench. She made a big 3 right at the beginning and made 4 more 2-point field goals. And Tava Gibbs, she has the remaining 5 points for the Panthers. So we have a lot of points, but not a whole lot of scores. Just 5 total scores so far in this ball game. And, boy, it was a fun start. High scoring with Haberkamp coming off the bench. Dieters getting off to a hot start. They kept it up in the second quarter. Able to get their lead up to 12, their largest of the game. After it was pretty close for the majority of that first half. So good job by the Panthers able to extend their lead right before the break. Big time shots. All right, so once again, our score is 32-20 in favor of the Panthers here in our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. And we're going to step aside for a couple of minutes, and when we come back, we'll have scores from around the area, some finals on the boys and girls side, and some of the scores that have games going on right now. As well, coming up next here on our halftime show. Once again, our score 32-20 Centralia lead Berlin game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Village Designs of Auburn, a boutique offering a variety of styles and prices for a pleasant, fun, and stress-free shopping experience. Right now, all winter clearance items are marked down 75% off. Shop ladies apparel and children through adult size clothing. Plus, new spring shipments continue to arrive every day. Village Designs, open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5:30, Saturdays, 10 to 4:30. Village Designs, downtown Auburn, where you'll always get top-notch customer service with a smile.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back here on our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Centralia leads Berlin game here in the Class 1AD1 Donovan West Girls Substate Championship. Now looking at some of the scores from our area for games going on at the moment in the Twin Valley League. Starting off with Frankfort and Clifton Clyde on the girls' side after the Clifton Clyde boys defeated Frankfort. The Frankfort girls lead 22-14 at halftime. Also, we have Hanover leading Axel by 9 at the end of the first quarter. That's the 182 Blue Valley Randolph Substate Girls Championship. And in the Class 2A Boys Jefferson County North Substate Championship, Jefferson County North and Fortin are tied 13-13 after the first quarter. As for the games that have already finalized, 182 Boys Blue Valley Randolph Substate Championship. Axel on the state, they defeat Hanover 61-55. As mentioned, Clifton Clyde defeating Frankfort in the Mankato Rock Hills 181 Boys Substate Championship 61-43. The Eagles on the state. Centralia, they fall to Bishop Seabury, game-winning buzzer beater for the Seahawks, 52-51, the final there. As for the Class 2A, actually the 3A, excuse me, Royal Valley Substate Championship on the boys' side, speaking Hayden, defeats the Bethesda 71-67 in double overtime. Class 3A Riley County Boys Substate Championship, Nemaha Central falls to Bull Lake 47-40. In Class 4A East Substate number 1 championship, Asherson defeats Parsons 64-37. And on the girls' side, Class 2A games that have finalized, Valley Heights has punched their ticket to state in the 2A Wabunsee Substate Championship by defeating Wabunsee 51-45. Riverside, after getting runner-up at state last year, they're headed back to state. They defeat Morehead Academy for the second time this season. They win 56-24 in the Jefferson County North Substate Girls Championship. And also the 3A Riley County Girls Substate Championship going on right now. Silver Lake St. Mary's, no area teams in that one, but still keep an eye on them because they'll be in the area next year with emergence of the Big East League, emerging with the Big Seven and the Mid-East League. And then also 3A Girls Royal Valley Substate Championship. Tamika Hayden taking on Jefferson West. Don't have a score for that one at the moment. So those are your scores around the area. They're brought to you by Holdhouse Auto House. With time to update your vehicle, how many Holdhouse vehicles have you seen today? HoldhouseAutoHouse.com. The keys to the second half for Centralia. Keep working inside. Definitely a size advantage for Centralia, and they have done a good job of taking advantage of that. Dieters has done a good job of flashing in the paint and finishing around the cup. Josie Haberkamp has done the same. They would love to get Tava Gibbs more involved as well in the second half. She has 5. That would be the biggest key for me in the second half is to attack the paint. Centralia is having their success of 32 points in the first half with just 1 3-point make. And here goes half number 2. Will be Burlingame basketball, and we are underway. As it is Gibbs, Caden Kramer, Taven Kramer, Dieters, and Thompson in for the Panthers. Steely left side wing pass deflected by Gibbs and thrown away by Dieters. Here come the Panthers up the left side. Through the wing, cross-court pass, right side corner for Aiden Kramer. Drives baseline. Bounce pass, Thompson hands it right back to Aiden Kramer. Dribbles to the right side wing. Lob left side wing, Dieters. 30 seconds already gone. Gibbs, left side wing catch. Dieters flashes in the paint. Throws it off her own foot and gets it back. Steps back for 3. That's too strong this time. And goes out of bounds to Burlingame. Game. 15 points for Owen Dieters. 11 for Josie Haberkamp. 5 for Tava Gibbs. And for Burlingame, 14 for Kaylin Newton. And 6 for Harper Steele. Newton across half court. Is double teamed. Thompson rips away from her, goes out of bounds, will stay with the Bearcat. Kaylin Newton is now inside the top 100 all-time scorers in state history. And with her 14 points, she's now at 16:48. So she's now tied with Emily Ebert of Frankfort with 16:48. So any more points and she'll surpass the Frankfort great. The Oklahoma State Cowboy currently. Simmons lobs it up high and shot rejected by Dieters. Shot from Steele going the other way. Dieters almost carried it. Shot right side. Oh, it takes it all the way to the rack. And Dieters with the first points of the second half for either team. Newton gets up the left side. The wing drives at the block. Dieters hooked it free and gets another steal. Back-to-back steals by Dieters. Up ahead, Gibbs on the run. From the middle, layup good. From the right side for Tana Gibbs. She has 7. Timeout, just later, a Burlingame. We will take it as well. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Simulcasting on Sunny 101.3 and 92.1 FM KMZA. Jared Slubby back with you here from Highland. Ray Penning back in the booth. 36-20, Australia leads Bruin game. Class 1A D1, Donica West Girls Sub-State Championship. Ticket to state on the line. What a ball game here for Centralia. 18 points for Owen Dieters. Centralia is 8-2 in sub-state games in the last 4 years. Pass is thrown away by Gibbs. Simmons threw it away, and now she double dribbles it, so turnover right back. Mentioned this yesterday, the last time that Centralia got a bye in the first round, they went to state. That was the 2022 season. And if they get to state this year, it'll be the third time in the last 5 years. They were doing it on the even years. They did it in 2020 and 2022 and trying to do it again here in 2024. They're going to pull a San Francisco Giants, essentially. Kaylin Noonan, top of the key. Dribbles to the right. Ends right side. Stop there. Shot is no good, but she's fouled on the arm. Reach in with 5:41 to go in the fourth quarter. That foul goes against Tatum Kramer, and that will be her second. First free throw is good. Kaylin Noonan now with 15 points. She has now passed Emily Ebert of Frankfurt in the all-time scoring list, now 96th all-time. What a career for the Burlingame seniors. That one's no good. Rebound Josie Haverkamp. Comes Dieters, making her way up the all-time list as well as a junior. Gibbs, left side wing catch. Dieters, head fake. Dribbles right, pass fake, shot falling away, no good. And picked up by Gibbs, it'll be a jump ball. It'll stay with Panthers. Dieters with the inbound here, looking for somebody to get open. She'll lob it to Keelan Rempe. Back to Dieters, all alone. Thought about the three and says going to drive instead. Shot good on the run. Contact, no foul. Ran through Keelan Noonan. And 20 points for Owen Dieters with 5:08 still left to go in the third quarter. This game really becoming special for the two-time All-State junior guard for Centralia. Here's a pull-up jumper, no good for Noonan off the left side of the rim. Dieters with the rebound. They got numbers if she pushes it. She'll keep it herself. Left side layup. Gone again. She's got 22. And it's 40-21. 4:45 to go, third quarter. Noonan trying to get away from pressure. Drives middle. Shot eye at the glass. No good. Rebound Dieters again. Now foul reaching going the other way. Noonan's slow to get up, grabbing her right ankle here. But she'll stay in. A couple substitutions. McKenna Lang, Jocelyn Simmons. Checking in for the Bearcats. Coming in for Jenna Moon and Harper Steele. So it's Rempe, Dieters, Gibbs, Josie Haverkamp, and Tatum Kramer in for Centralia. And a timeout is called by Burlingame. We'll take it as well. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Yeah.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3.
If you had told me that Owen Dieters, midway through the third quarter, didn't have any three-point makes, I would tell you that maybe Centralia is in some trouble. However, that's not the case, as she has made a total of 10 two-point field goals, and she has 22 points. And Centralia leads Burlingame 40-21 with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Lob inside, shot by Gibbs, no good, but she's fouled. Nice feed by Tatum Kramer from the left side short corner. Gibbs goes to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Also, if you would have told me that Centralia only had three total scorers halfway through the third quarter, I would have told you that maybe they would have been in trouble as well. Burlingame only has two scorers in their own right, which has kind of been a little bit of a problem for the Bearcats this season. First free throw on its way. That's off the right side. No good for Gibbs. Healy will check back in for Hovestack. The Burlingame has been outscored in this quarter 8-1. Bearcats have not scored a field goal in this third quarter. Second one is good. Gibbs now has 8. Tori Kuckelman, Cora Thompson checking in for Tava Gibbs and Owen Dieters. Centralia keeping up the pressure with a zone press, despite being up by 20. Not wanting to let up. They saw what happened to the boys' team as they were going to keep the pedal to the metal here. Cross that court, Simmons backing down a defender. Now a blocking foul is called. Basically doing a post move, trying to get across that court. Simmons gets the call as Rempe picks up her second personal foul. Looking good right now for Frankfurt to get to the state tournament as well in 181. Already saw Valley Heights punch ticket to state. Neither Hanover and Axel will punch ticket to state. And the three by Simmons is no good. Rebound Centralia. So we'll have a good handful of TBL teams in state as we thought we would. Nice bounce pass. Tatum Kramer finds Cora Thompson to lays it up and in on the right side. Her first points of the game. Makes it 43-21. Panthers have doubled up the Burlingame Bearcats. Wrong two for Noonan. That's no good. Rebound Cora Thompson. Got a score at the half. Class 2A Jefferson County North Boys Substate Championship. Jefferson County North leading Horton in the Battle of Chargers. 22-20. JCN, the 4C, they upended Morehillman Academy yesterday. And they currently lead by a pair at home. Huckleman's pass stolen away by McKenna Lang. Becomes Simmons in transition, gives it to Noonan. Goes to the right side, short corner, spins to the middle. Shot is up and good. Kaylin Noonan makes the first field goal of the half for Burlingame after going scoreless or field goalless within the first 5 minutes. Kaylin Noonan now has 17 points. Brent B, nice find for Josie Haberkamp, who lays it up and in on the right side. Haberkamp now has 13. By the way, I failed to mention that score update. JCN in Wharton is brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Time to update your vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. 45-23, Centralia taking care of business here in the 181 Donovan West Girls Substate Championship. After falling to Donovan West in last year's Substate Championship. Fisher pass, left side, shot up. No good for Noonan, but she's fouled on the arm. She'll go to the line to shoot a pair. And need I remind you that the Centralia team has just one senior. That being Tori Kuckelman. So a good chance that Centralia will be in this position again next year in the Substate Championship. Got to execute those. The first free throw is too strong from Kaylin Noonan. She's very unhappy with herself. This is now when she's just 3-for-6 from the free throw line. It's a few points worse than her actual free throw shooting percentage, which is around 57%. Second one is good. So she's got 18 now. It's 45-24. Peters, what a game she's had. 22 points. Underneath the basket. Wraparound pass to Rempe. She'll try a three. Got it. Keelan Rempe. Her first points of the game. 48-24. Everybody's starting to feel it. Cora Thompson, Keelan Rempe getting on the board after just three scores in the first half. Noonan all alone for three. She uses 16%. That one's no good. Long rebound for Tori Kuckelman. It's a jump ball. And Berlin game will have the possession. Really was surprising, being as good of a scorer as Noonan is, that she only shoots 15% from beyond the arc. Averages a little over three attempts per game. Inbound to Noonan, right side corner. So the stat, screen to get Simmons open for three. She's more their primary three-point shooter, and she knocks down the triple. Her first point of the game, it's 48-27. First score besides Noonan and Steely for Berlin game. Peters, right side wing. Pops it inside. Court Thompson goes to work again. Shot up. That is on its way. And now it falls off the right side. No good. Just barely. Offensive rebound for Haverkamp. Shot's no good. And it goes out of bounds. He'll stay with the Panthers. She falls to four. She's all right. So we play on. Peters the inbounder. 118 to go. Third quarter. 48-27. Goes to Kuckelman to Peters. Nice pass inside. Haverkamp shot up. Good for the right side, just outside the lane. Haverkamp with 15 points. And she came off the bench tonight. What a performance by the 5'11 freshman, Josie Haverkamp. Just that wing catch, three on the way by Harper Steely. That is good. And somehow followed by Berlin game. We'll take it as well. We'll be back in 60 seconds. This is Fairleigh Elite Berlin game 50-30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Got some scores from across the area to get to here. Hanover leading Axel 37-16 on the girls' side. Anna Junivan 16 points for the Lady Wildcats. Also, Frankfurt continuing to hold on to a 34-27 lead against Clifton Clyde midway through the third quarter. Here's a drive by Dieter, shut up, and that was too strong this time. Rebound for Steely. Also, Topeka Hayden leading Jefferson West 27-18 with 4:36 left to go in the second quarter. And still a halftime score. JCN boys leading Horton 22-20 at the half. Out of bounds off the miss from Jocelyn Simmons. It'll go to Centralia with 28.3 seconds left. 50-30, Panthers with the lead. A scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. The Dieters will bring it up across half court to the middle. Pulls out the play here. Wanting to hold it for possibly the final shot, and they will. 10 seconds for Dieters. Crossover dribble with eight. And towards the middle. Drive, and she's fouled with 5.5 seconds left. And she'll get a pair of free throw attempts. And that foul goes against Steely. That will be her second. Free throw is good. 7 more points in this quarter for Owen Dieters. 23 for the game. Jenna Moon, the senior, will check in for McKenna McFarland, a sophomore. And 5.5 seconds left in the quarter. Second one is good as well. She is perfect from the charity stripe, 4 for 4. Final shot at the buzzer, too strong for Kaylin Noonan, and it is a comfortable 52-30 lead for the Panthers going into the fourth quarter. Back here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
This ball game has kind of turned into a coronation for the Centralia girls basketball team. It looks like they're heading back to state. Starting the fourth quarter, our score 52-30. Panthers with a hefty lead. 24 points by Owen Dieters. She scored 10 in the first quarter, 6 in the second, and 8 more in the third. Nice dish to Josie Haberkamp. She makes another one. Haberkamp now has 17. And on the other side, the Berlin Games, Kaylin Noonan with 18 points. She passed Frankfurt's Emily Ebert on the all-time scoring list, inside the top 90 or the top 100, but she's, I think, 96th overall now. Here's a three straightaway by Seeley. That misses everything. Goes out of bounds to Centralia. O'Dears clapping it up, telling her team to keep pushing here. Can only imagine that being the message that Dieters gives after seeing the boys team give up an 11-point lead a few minutes into the fourth quarter. Kim Kramer drives left, jump stop, and shot up 1 foot. It's wedged in between the backboard and the rim. It'll be a jump ball, and it'll go to Burlingame. 1 minute into this fourth quarter. See if I can get some scores to you here real quick. Have any updates? So through three quarters, Clifton Clyde now only down by 3. 34-31, the score there. It's been a fun one. That's the 181 Mankato. Rock Hills. Substate is a 3 by Noonan. No good. Rebound Josie Haberkamp. Peters jump stop. Kick it out. Kramer for another 3. That one is good. I shouldn't have said another because that is her first point of the night and just make it the third 3-point basket of the game for the Panthers. They haven't really needed to make a bunch of threes because of the pretty significant size advantage as a 3 right back by Simmons. He's got 6. That's her second of the game. Crossover dribble Dieters driving left. Shot up, good and one. Owen Dieters, her first points of the fourth quarter. She's got 26. Still 6:06 left to go here in the fourth quarter. But imagine that her day will be done here momentarily. McKenna McFarland back in, checking in for Jenna Moon, one of the seniors for the Bearcats. Free throw for Dieters. No good. Rebound McFarland. That's her first miss from the charity stripe today. She's 4 for 5. 2 minutes gone here in this fourth quarter. We're going to drive middle floater. That's good. Tough shot for Kaylin Noonan. She's got 20 now. Not a whole lot of offense outside of her, unfortunately, for Burlingame here tonight. 24-point lead for the Panthers. Tim Kramer probably would have gotten a foul call if this game was a little bit closer, but she gives it up to Josie Haverkamp. Hayden Kramer drives right. It's a double team. She's fouled the floor. No, a travel. Wow. So the Bearcat basketball for Thompson. Keelan Rempe checking in. And for Gibbs and Hayden Kramer. And we'll be broadcasting Centralia's run to state title beginning next week from Colby on 92.1 FM KMZA. So be sure to stay tuned for additional details on our website, mncsports.net. So we find out the field and iron out those details as Cedars lost its jump ball between her and Noonan. They'll stay with the Panthers. But Frankfurt does advance to state. We'll be broadcasting them as well. And if the Axel girls make a resounding comeback, oh, that's no, it's 182. Because they would cover them as well, but that's, again, 182. Three no good by Rempe, but our offensive rebound by Dieters. In terms of our coverage, though, we will get those details out to you as soon as we can regarding to what games we'll be calling on what station. So, again, MSCSports.net is where we'll post that info. Love it up high. Haverkamp can't catch it. And a steal for the Bearcats with 4.5 left to go. Three for Steely. That's short. Rebound Dieters. Couple bodies at the floor. Outlet pass up ahead. Stolen away. Right back by Steely. Steely had it poked away by Rempe. And here comes Dieters on the outlet up ahead to Kramer. She'll lay it up and in for her first points of the night. Hayden Kramer, the junior, with the basket on the breakaway. And a timeout called by Burlingame with 4:03 to go. 60-second break, and we'll take all 60 of those seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Sunny, 101.3.
61-35, our score. 4:03 to go in the ballgame. Australia well on their way to getting back to state for the third time in the past 5 years. 2020, 2022, and now in 2024. This is Honey, turn the music off. We're playing about 15 seconds with music playing. Not the NBA. Steely, right side corner catch. Noonan for three on the way. He'll get off the heel. Rebound Eater. I really hate that they play music during NBA games. It's such a distraction to me. I really hate that. Drive and kick Eaters to Gord Thompson. Now the New York Knicks, once a year, they have a game. It's played by Haverkamp's no good, and she gets the rebound. She's fouled. Once a year, the New York Knicks play a game without any music or any sound or anything from Jumbotron. It's just basketball, and every year, it's just a delight. Kind of a resort to the game of old. And I might be in my mid-20s, but I still do enjoy the good old-fashioned hoops sometimes. First free throw for Haverkamp. No good. Haverkamp, power five for this Centralia team, something that isn't in the NBA anymore. No power fives anymore. All stretch four, stretch five. Got to be able to shoot a three. Not in high school basketball, though, of course. David Gibbs, Josie Haverkamp doing just fine, being in the post. And boy, have they been fantastic as this freshman this year. Second free throw is good for Haverkamp. 18 points for her on the night. Owen Dieters with 26. McFarlane has up ahead. It's thrown away by Josie Haverkamp. 62-35. Look on McFarlane's face was definitely a panic. Dieters signals for Court Thompson to clear out. She will do just that. But plenty of coverage from Colby of Centralia Basketball. Have an interview with head coach Dusty Thompson. The three from Dieters, no good. Put back by Rimpy, no good. From 8 feet out, rebound Kaelin Newton. Will be very interesting to see how that field plays out. Pass to Solis. We'll have another TVL team in the field of eight in Colby, whether it be Frankfurt or Clifton Clyde, is yet to be determined. And it was 34-31. Clifton Clyde, or Frankfurt lead going into the fourth quarter. I haven't seen a recent score just yet between those two. See if we have any scores from other area games. 34-34, Jefferson Canyon North and Horton Boys, 2A Jefferson Canyon North, sub-state. Nice backdoor cut, shot no good by Haverkamp. And she puts the foul going the other way off the miss. But and after that, Topeka Hayden leading Jefferson West 36-20. That's the 3A Royal Valley sub-state championship on the girls' side. Topeka Hayden trying to sweep that sub-state after the boys defeated Cabeza in double overtime. Here's a steal by Isabel Haverkamp up ahead to Josie Haverkamp. Got the Dieters. I think they're trying to get Josie Haverkamp to 20 points. That's what they were trying to do. A couple possessions to go, 2 minutes to go. Now whistle and a foul on the floor. Some hand checking. That'll go against Tori Kuckelman. David Gibbs will come in for Josie Haverkamp. A heck of a ball game for her. 18 points off the bench for Josie Haverkamp. Inbound with 1:57 to go. Right side wing catch, Harper Seeley, who is one of just three scorers. And a shot blocked by Tori Kuckelman on a three-point attempt by Noonan. And Gibbs takes it away. And here come the Panthers. 1:38 to go. It's a matter of the final score. We know that Centralia will be going to state for the third time in the last 5 years. Night of the travel here. And the three is good for Kaelin Rempe. She's got six. And after a tough loss on the boys' side, again, a buzzer beater by Bishop Seabury's Jace Smith. After Bishop Seabury hadn't had a lead since late in the first quarter, the shot no good for the Bearcats, and the timeout for Dusty Thompson, but they'll go ahead and just make the timeout to get the substitutions in. 5'6 sophomore Claire Heinen checking into the ball game. Let's see what I saw over there. Get some more of these substitutions coming up here. Oh, I thought they were just going to do the substitutions, but they're actually going to take the break. 1 minute left to go. 65-35, our score. We'll go ahead and keep it here. And obviously, our player of the game will be Owen Dieters with 26 points. Her day will be done. 24 of those 26 points coming in the first three quarters, scoring 10 in the first quarter, 6 in the second, and 8 more in the third. And that comes off of 10 two-point field goal makes. So also in the game is Melina Becker, a 5'7 freshman. Kimmy Orr, a 5'7 sophomore. alongside Keelan Rempe and Tava Gibbs. Three for Tava Gibbs. That's short. And a foul going the other way on the rebound. I love that Gibbs pulling up for three. Why not? If she can make that a part of her game regularly, look out. The rest of TVL is in trouble if she can make that a regular part of her game. 5'10" freshman can get that shot to go. So 40 seconds left for the Bearcats, and the incredible career of Kaylin Noonan will come to a close to try to add on to her already top 100 all-time scoring career. As that one is no good on a three. We have a running time with probably stop the time. Now they'll put it back under again as McKenna McFarland, Harper Seeley, Jocelyn Simmons will check in. And Harper Seeley, or excuse me, Kaylin Noonan will come off of the court and in tears, and deservedly so, embracing her head coach, Jeff Slater. Just an incredible career for Kaylin Noonan. One of the greatest high school basketball players in the state of Kansas all time. As she surpassed Emily Ebert of Frankfurt on the all-time scoring list this evening. And that is it. The ball game is over. Centralia is headed to state for the third time in the past 5 years. 2020, 2022, and 2024. And they'll continue to celebrate. We'll go to break. We'll have our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As prom season approaches, Nemaha County Hospital wants to ask everyone in our community to help our youth create positive memories that last a lifetime. Please remind our high school students to make good choices. Help them plan ahead for safe transportation. Ask young drivers to avoid distractions or offer to be the driver. And never buy for or sell alcohol to underage kids. Let's make this prom season one to remember for all the right reasons.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back here in Highland for one final time. Our score, Centralia 65, Burlingame 35. Centralia is on to state. What a performance by the Panthers. It was close for a good chunk of the first half, but running away with it in the middle quarters, getting the victory on the state again for the third time in the past five seasons. Looking at final scoring tallies, first for Burlingame, 20 points for Kaylin Noonan. Again, she is inside the top 100 all-time in scoring history in the state of Kansas. Incredible career for Kaylin Noonan, but her career comes to a close. 20 points for her. She was one of just three scorers as Harper Seeley had 9 with only 3 second-half points, and Jocelyn Simmons had 6 points, both 3-pointers coming in the second half. For Centralia, they were led by Owen Dieters, 26 points. For the junior guard, she is your player of the game. Brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Additionally, 18 points off the bench for Josie Haberkamp. She was terrific tonight inside. She had multiple field goal makes in all 3 of the first 3 quarters. Also, 8 points for Tava Gibbs, 6 for Keelan Rempe on a couple of threes, 3 points for Hayes Kramer, and 2 points apiece for Ford Thompson and Tatum Kramer. So overall, a near perfect performance from the Panthers, and they are on to state. They'll be in Colby coming up next week. So again, if you're a Centralia Panther fan, be sure to stay tuned on our website, msesports.net. We'll be posting a write-up for these games here in just a little bit, a matter of minutes. We'll have it posted on the website, and also on top of that, in a matter of the next couple of days, we'll be posting our schedule of what we're going to be doing in terms of broadcasting. We'll have a physical copy of the state tournament bracket in our hands. We'll get to be able to plan that out and put certain games on certain stations in the matter of the next couple of days. Well, that's going to do it here from Highland. Another sub-state tournament in the books as Bishop Seabury punches the ticket on the boys' side, defeating Centralia 52-51, and the Centralia girls punching the ticket on the girls' side, 65-35 over Burlingame. Jared Sleppy, Ray Penning back in the booth. This has been the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to msesports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.